House Bill 92 is a bill being considered by the Utah legislature that would prohibit physicians or surgeons from performing a transgender procedure on a minor. Representative Casey Snyder says it's a difficult issue and worries prohibiting the procedure now could lead to allowing the procedure if Democrat leaders were elected.
Because I don't want to see permanent life-altering surgeries occur in children. I think we can all agree that there's some real problems with that. But at the same time, I also don't want government mandating that fundamental relationship between a parent, their child, and their doctor.
Representative Mike Peterson says he supports the bill.
I've done quite a bit of reading and looking at this, and I have talked with folks in this community. This is tough in that our own party platform talks about the responsibility of parents. We do draw some lines. And for me, I think this goes beyond that line. Because this is such a permanent decision, I've actually signed to be a co-sponsor on this bill.
Another bill that was discussed during Thursday's town hall was House Bill 177, which would mandate discussion of sexual assault and consent in schools. The bill passed by the committee 6-5 on Tuesday, so it moved to the floor. Representative Dan Johnson and Peterson opposed this bill. Johnson says 2 years ago, the state education department just went through a lengthy process developing the current curriculum.
I think it gets back to this thing of moms and dads get to choose. We haven't even had a chance to look at the implementation of those standards and gather data on them before we're going to change it again. This was vetted by moms and dads all across the state, educators all up and down the state, and those are the reasons I voted against it.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.